This is a reading of the document titled Hook Exercise. It is a class activity and is part of the Battles of the Texas Revolution lesson in the Texas Revolution Unit and was produced by Texas History for Teachers. This exercise includes a PowerPoint presentation discussing the study of history and a group analysis of several paintings. Slide 1. Who writes history? Slide 2. History is written by whoever wins the war. Historically, the victor would hire scribes or writers who would show the victor in a positive light. Slide 3. The study of history. How does one study history? The only way we can do history is to examine the available records from the past and then write about them. So doing history means writing history. Slide 4. Can history be misleading? Can history be viewed as biased or misleading? That's not history, that is propaganda. Slide 5. What is propaganda? Slide 6. Propaganda. Something that is derogatory. When information is presented, especially of a biased or misleading nature, and used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. Slide 7. Let's examine a piece of history. Slide 8. This slide includes the painting Dawn at the Alamo by Henry Arthur McArdle. The next three slides have zoomed in segments of the painting featuring important figures from the battle. Slide 9. William B. Travis from Dawn at the Alamo. Slide 10. David Crockett from Dawn at the Alamo. Slide 11. Jim Bowie from Dawn at the Alamo. Slide 12. Is there bias in this painting? Slide 13. This slide includes the painting The Fall of the Alamo by Robert J. Onderdonk. Slide 14. This slide includes the painting Surrender of Santa Anna by William Henry Huddle. This concludes the hook exercise on the battles of the Texas Revolution.